So you already know the drill here. Shreya has listened to our first season kafi religiously. You are one of the three people, Shreya. Congratulations.
Oh, please. I know I'm one of the 10.
Okay. All right. Chalo. Let's start. Hello, namaste, aadab, zindabad. Welcome to another episode of Fursat Feminism. I'm Arundhati.
I'm Deepa.
And today we're joined by Shreya. Hi, Shreya.
Hi, Shreya.
Hi, I'm so excited.
So Shreya is, this is my favorite way to introduce Shreya. Shreya is my barometer for whether I have officially become too old to associate with Gen Z at any given point in time. I adore and worship the ground that they walk on, but also have the most disconnected set of conversations in life. And I'm able to talk about everything from what nipple pasties I should be buying to what workplace trauma I'm going through in one breath, in the same breath. And they have a truly, truly, truly fun Instagram account, which I always recommend to people. Yeah, we'll link it in the show notes.
This is the only and I'm doing this. So
yeah, to promote your Insta, which you do nothing on apart from A1 thirst trap content, A1 woke content, A1 shit posting, and A1 parent content for whoever is interested.
Yeah, something for
A1 day parent content. Yeah, desi parent content. Yeah. So today Shreya wants to talk about something that has been sort of in some conversations that we've had. And I remember one particular conversation on my building terrace that we sat and had. And at the end of which we came back inside the house and I looked at Shreya very sincerely as if I was about to propose to them. I'm like, will you please come on the podcast? And this was 2.5 years ago. That's how long it's taken. And not 2.5. I don't know. I don't even know how long, Shreya.
Yeah, like at least 1.5. The same story to people. So they're like, okay, so what are you going to talk about? So I'm like, you know, this one time we were at Arundhati's terrace. And we were just, and I was doing like a monologue. I was like, we were taking chances to do monologue. So this was my turn. So I just talked and then I was like, okay, whatever. Like, you know how we just say things and then close them and then we move on to the other topic. So I'm like, okay, this topic is that I think about it all the time, but it's not like it has to be out there in the world. And so we go inside and Arundhati's like, so. And Manoj is sitting there and he's like, what's going on? Why are they behaving like there's some like intimacy? And like, will you be on my podcast? I'm like, but what will I say?
This mystery topic that has been 2.5 years in the making is fatness. And yeah, I'll let you take over, Shreya. Why do you want to talk about fatness today?
So I think fatness, so how we're saying it so casually right now, right? Like, okay, fatness. But fatness is such a, oh, you're basically using a cuss word. And I feel really happy when someone else also just uses it like a word, like an adjective to describe anything, like someone's tall, someone's short. And of course there's context to everything, but fatness seems like the worst of them all. Like, you can be, yeah. And it's not even about like who you are in terms of thinness or fatness. It's the worst thing you can call a person. Like, if you call someone fat, that means, okay, breaking friendships. It's a red flag in a relationship. It's just a bad thing to say. And we've all grown up like that. You will first be told that you're fat, feel bad about it, and then your entire life from then will go on about how you can change it. And the more you grow up, you realize that the description of fatness has really less to do with your weight, the broadness of your body, your height, or whatever bullshit measure you want to take. It's really about how fat you're feeling. There's so many of us who, like, we look at 5 years ago, we look at a photo and we'll say, oh, I thought I was fat then, but I look so slim. I wish I was like that now. And then just it keeps going on and on and on. So it's extremely important, I feel, to differentiate between feeling fat and being fat. So if you consider fatness as a disability, which we should, because it does limit so many things. For example, restaurant chairs aren't the most comfortable for fat people because they're made for straight people. Everything is made for straight people. When you go in a flight, you're always like, oh, I hope someone next to me isn't irritated because I'm taking too much space. I hope the belt will fit me. So like, and you know, when you're walking with a friend, the friend would be like, I'm such a walker. I walk fast. I walk to places. And how do you tell them that I understand that walking is a good thing. And I understand that walking is attached to being thin and fit. But I can't do that. And it's also that it's not like all fat people can't walk fast or whatever, but it fatness does come with its disabilities like stairs and it's so many triggers of body disorders and eating disorders and all of that. So when you're feeling fat and you're telling someone who's actually fat, because everybody knows who's fat and who's not, right? It's not like we've not been told that you don't have to look like this person, you have to look like this person. But when you say that, oh, I feel fat in the way that I'm being self-deprecating, that, I look fat in this, and I hope my boyfriend doesn't think I'm fat, or like my extra small size dress makes me look fat in the right arm. A fat person just looking at you and thinking, yeah, I couldn't buy a dress there because their size ends at a large. So you're not fat. You feel you're fat. You're feeling you're fat because everybody thinks they're fat. Nobody at any point says, this is the weight that I feel comfortable at. Because you're constantly being told that, okay, even if you reach your whatever goal weight, this goal weight thing, right? It comes from very extremely weird notions of, at some point in some trashy magazine, some weird actress must have said that I'm 50 at this point. And her photo might have been extremely photoshopped and completely just edited. And you're like, so 50 is the number. And that number keeps changing. I'm just like, what's your goal next? You're going to be one? Remember like the size zero thing. And it's just like, zero to kuch hota bhi nahi. You want to be nothing. So what are you maintaining? What are you aiming towards? Till when are you going to keep improving your body? And how are you going to live in your body that you constantly feel like needs to be improved? So, and the reason I wanted to talk about all of this is because nobody talks about it in the way that it needs to be talked about. Like, fat can be a description for someone. So if I say that I'm queer and I say that I am neurodivergent, I also want to say that I'm fat so that the people around me know that my triggers can be dieting, my triggers can be calorie count, my triggers can be, you know, do you have thyroid, do you not have thyroid? And I feel like I'm constantly just saying it out loud in ways that come out as intelligent, in ways that come out as cool, in ways that come out as casual, in ways that come out as like Bollywood dialogue but funny. So like, you know, because if everybody has this same experience of feeling fat, then why are we not relating with feeling okay with our bodies? But whenever you ask someone open-ended questions about why do you feel that about your body, they'll be like, oh, so you know, my mother was always fat, or they'll be like, I was born as a fat child, and in school I was told this, or like something or the other. And it will never be that, like, it will never be a personal thing. It will always be that, what do you mean? I want to be a better version of myself, which automatically translates to being not fat, not even thin, because people are not satisfied with being thin.
It's a tending to zero number, like, matlab, kabhi pahunchne nahi wale.
Yeah.
Conversation that we keep referring to on the terrace, Shreya, it shifted my paradigm very fundamentally in that moment, in the sense that I think until then, I used to be one of the people who used to think, never remark on somebody's body, just as a rule, that's not okay, that's not done. Don't talk about whether they're fat or thin. Don't talk about dieting around people, because that can be triggering. That all of these things I had as rules, as sort of the right thing to do, right? In that moment, I realized the place where a lot of this conversation, constant conversation that we're surrounded with, and every time that you step out, your body being the first thing that anybody remarks on, that anybody asks anything about, that anybody says, that being your first entry point into any sort of space and anybody's perception of you, and therefore your reflected perception of yourself, in all of those spaces, what I understood was, fat phobia is not hatred of fat people, it is hatred of fatness. And that, I had not calculated that in my mind. And that hatred of fatness is a hatred we direct onto ourselves and onto anybody that we see. Because I see myself as, like three sizes bigger than I was way back when. There is suddenly a self-hatred and this language around, maybe I'm doing this, maybe I'm doing that, a little bit of fat is protruding from here, a little bit of... I'm a conventionally thin person, absolutely. And in that space, there is still so much room for me to be just constantly hating myself. And the root of that is not just self-hatred, it's not just... not wanting to be fat, it is a hatred of fatness. And that, I mean, associated with that, especially in this Instagram economy, in the general attention economy, the premium put on fitness and working out and what it means to work on yourself as always being about the body. In that space, there is just no room to even reflect on this hatred, because to think about it as hatred itself means you are somehow anti-health. You are somehow anti somebody's choice.
Activeness in general. Lazy person.
Yeah. And those connections I had genuinely never made, right? I had genuinely never thought of it in that sense.
It's an expectation from fat people to validate the size of other less fat people. Because, you know, there are small fats that are accepted. Like, I will be considered a small fat because I can wear XL or double XL. But then there are people who are completely dehumanized because they are obese, and even the term for obesity is so vague that you can change the weight from 2 kgs to 3 kgs. Like, you can say, oh, someone is obese as at 100 kgs, and then 5 years later you say, no, by a new metric, by some bullshit research, by this college, by that, now the new metric for obesity is 105. So a whole section of people become obese, and they're like, oh, now we're obese, so what are we supposed to feel about ourselves? You think we're lazy, you think fatness is related to like a junk food eater or like not a healthy eater, it's related to being dumb, it's related to being funny or caricaturish, just fine. If you think that I'm extremely unhealthy, do you really think you're the first person who's telling me that? The world from the beginning to end, from when I travel in a metro to when I watch a movie to when I try to, you know, sit up on a, like a bar stool or something, is telling me that you don't belong here. If you cannot change that about me in 1 second as a rule of thumb, then don't tell me that. So thyroid. People will pray and beg that they get the kind of thyroid that makes them lose weight. But pray and beg that they should not have the thyroid that makes them gain. Both of them are disabilities. You need to take a medicine. They will do things to your body. They will do things to your mood. If it's about your health, then how many times, like, it should be a party game. Take a drink every time someone says, I want your metabolism, that I eat this much, but I still remain this thin. You're talking about eating burgers and fries and pizza, and you're looking at someone stuffing their face and you're telling them that, oh my God, that's so great. You can eat this much and you can eat so much junk food and you can still be so thin. You can eat fried food. Where is it going? I want what you're having. And I have such fucked up genes. And then at the same time, at the opposite corner of the table, a fat person is really very carefully, calculatively choosing their meal because they know that they can't stuff their face even if they want to, because a fat person stuffing their face is literally writing a paper about, see, this fat person shouldn't be eating. And so much unsolicited advice is like, you know, once in a while it's fine, don't eat junk food, but don't, like, regularly, okay, don't eat junk. You don't know anything about my meal plans or history. And unsolicited about advice about diets. Unsolicited advice about going to the gym. A gym is supposed to be for people who are fat, according to this fucked up concept of gyms. But you go to a gym and people are like, ye to pehle loser, loser log ghus gaye. It's just like, you wanted me to
feel body conscious while entering the gym.
Exactly, right? You cannot sit on a cycle or a treadmill because you know that people are already seeing you as a failure because they know that you're never gonna, like, get there. But that's true for them also. They're never gonna get wherever everybody is trying to get. So fat people don't go to gym. Fat people don't go to the doctor because, oh my God, fat people and doctors. Like, doctors are so scary in that sense because they have so much power over, like, keeping us alive. But they are so, as human beings, they'll just be as bad as the next neighborhood uncle. So if I go for a skin problem, my doctor told me, have you looked at how much weight you have? Your skin is bursting out of your body. And I'm just like, no, I'm talking about my skin. And he's like, yeah, but that's directly related. And I'm like, okay, but my skin can possibly be solved by some ointment or medicine right now that you can prescribe. My body cannot. You're a skin doctor. And weighing you, why do they weigh you when you have a fever? Why do doctors weigh you when you tell them that I've been feeling feverish? They'll say, okay, what's your weight? And then they'll announce it to the rest of the world. And then I'm just like, okay, again, now I have fever, but this might be because, like, this is also a fever. There are 10 other people who have fever because it's a fucking hospital. But my weight is a problem because I'm the fat one and my fever is also related to this.
And a real extremely thin person has not asked this, by the way. I know because I've been that person.
I have no idea what you guys are asking.
No, but nothing. I have definitely tended on the malnourished side of things. If I've just went by the medical BMI at whatever that construct is, I have never been told that it is because you're too thin that all this is happening to you. It has not happened.
Fatness is kind of a outfit that you wear because it decides your actual outfit, yes. because you want to look thin, but you don't have the size. So you settle for something moderate. But it's also, it's like literally wearing an invisible fat suit whenever you go in. The opposite end of this is sexualize kar do. Big boobs, big ass, thick. And again, this is like thin women also who would be so conscious about getting on top of their partner while having sex, because you do not want to burden your partner with the weight of your mere existence. And that's why it's like fat women can't date thin men, or fat women can't even date fat men, because you shouldn't be the one putting any pressure. And so how are you supposed to
physical
know
or otherwise
anything? Yeah,
don't take up space.
Just don't take up space. Women are not allowed to take space. And on top of that, when I'm like fighting through that, I literally can't take space because they haven't constructed a seat that I can sit on and take space on. I think the thing that kind of irritates me the most is that it's not even ideological. Fatness is supposed to be like a lifestyle thing, right? That it doesn't need any medical check or it doesn't need any research. It's like a lifestyle. Fat bad, thin good, fat lazy, thin active. We're talking about your health. So what's your problem? You go to a gym, they'll be like, aapka BMI karna padega, us hisab se aapko exercise batayenge. You go the next day, look up BMI, it's a fucked up metric made by a white man, and it didn't even include any black people. Like if a black person goes and gets their BMI tested, they'll always be fat. It was made for Caucasian white people, and it was used to keep women in check. How can that be a metric to everything?
It can't be a blanket reality across the world, no? Like there's no context. Africa mein ho, Asia mein ho, Europe mein ho, sab jagah same height weight chalta, same scale. How can that be possible?
Yeah, and imagine like Asian women and African women. When will our BMI come close? Like what, two rare people, maybe an Asian model and an African model, though unka BMI same hai because they spent 10 years with eating disorders.
Looking just like exactly the same.
That BMI. But if I meet a random person, I will not match their weight, height, experience, eating what they think suits their body. But I don't know, it's just, if we're operating by what we see in movies and that's the rule, then okay, fuck you, your life is dead. Please get out of the movie and just do one Google search, and it might be easier for you to live with your body.
Also, I mean, so many things share you're sharing, and I mean, aaj main din mein bhi aise soch rahi thi ki this is not a reality that I have experienced, this is not something that I know, but I do have friends who are very vocal about their fatness, very vocal, and I've learned a lot from them in terms of, if I could, I can say a little bit of urban perspective. But then every time I go back home, things change a little bit. Like in terms of, like, you know, I keep thinking about my mother, and I keep thinking that she was an extremely thin woman till she got married. Then she had two kids, and then she started getting fat. And then I think of so many other women in that locality around me that I've seen following the same trend, you know, and that was considered, and my mother's thing was considered a reaction to a C-section. I'm like, acha, ab. And then everything was associated with her, all kinds of sickness that she had was obviously, as you were saying, associated with the fact that she was getting fat and fat and fat. And that was something that was a narrative in my family also. But if you get fat in, like, for example, when we were in Gujarat, the rural areas of Gujarat that I worked in, or in UP that I've grown up in, if you get fat before marriage, you are not a manageable person. You are not sexually, and that was one thing I was thinking of, that how, like, in general socialists may be, the disability works at that level where, just very similar to how disabled people are asexualized, just because. Same is the case with fat people. And the other thing that I knew, I know that I grew up, like as you were saying, that we've constantly told that this is the fat person, you can't be this. So every time you grow a little closer to that kind of a body type, you get scared of it. This is not where I should be heading. This is where I should be heading. And it's very clear. I'm sure everybody knows what their fat scale is in life. Like, I have, like, there's a small, very, very problematic anecdote. There was a wedding in my family, and one of my bhabhi's
starts at weddings.
One of my bhabhi's friend had come, and she had dark complexion and she was fat. Then, and she's a lawyer in Supreme Court. Nobody knew that. And at some point, like, when she was talking to people, at some point she started saying something, and kuch conversation ke mein, she brought up something about the Supreme Court, that, you know, this is the law, aise waise. She left. Then my entire family is like, dekhne mein aisi lagti hai, baat karti hai, toh lagta hai, haan, theek hai. You know, this reaction, the more I talk and I reflect back at how I have seen fatness around me, and how that is something that is always associated with something bad, even in the most progressive understanding, like a cartoon of a capitalist person is fat. A cartoon of, and it's associated with richness also to some extent. Aap seth ji hain, aap mote hain, you know, things like that.
Our jokes about Donald Trump were just that his fat mouth can't say this. He's done a million other things that you should be shouting from the top of your voice. But the only thing you say is fat, because then it kind of summarizes now the loser that he is. It's like, fat Donald Trump. It's just like, he's done, harassment, corruption, bombing, Islamophobia, sure. But like...
Also, just objectively a completely idiotic person. Just a complete bigot and complete horrendous human being, where the jokes just write themselves, but no.
Yeah.
As Shreya's saying, the fatness then becomes sort of the umbrella term to talk about everything else about him.
So anything that qualifies as you in a general sense, qualifies you as somebody who's reasonable, is despite your fatness.
But you know what will happen is when people will say that they understand you, and they'll say that they've gone through the same thing, but then when like a 120 kg person are in the same room, and then a 70 kg person are in the same room, and someone makes a comment about the fatter person that, you're lazy, or like your food habits, the 70 kg person will try so hard to be in the thin person's team. They'll do anything to be like, yeah, I'm not like them. I'm the better fat person. I'm in your team. I'm closer to your. And this could be anything. And the fat person would be like, but this person doesn't respect any of us. You know that, right? Yeah. They don't respect themselves, first of all. But like, they look at us as fat people. But just because I look like, to you, I look like a machine and not a human being. Okay, sure, go to that team, but you'll be the fattest person there, and then what will happen? And you know how you were talking about how you that cousin who was a Supreme Court lawyer, but who cares because she was dark and fat? There's actual data that says that people don't get jobs because they're fat. This is across fields. Like, if I'm talking about journalism, I can write an article about fatness, but I can't walk into an interview or an office looking like I'm fat, because journalist ka to matlab bhi ekdam matlab solid, and like, you know, running from one place to another. And what is disability? You can't be disabled. What is getting tired while climbing five flights of stairs? No, journalist means this like very lanky, straight girl just running from one place to another.
One lead to the other.
Just yeah. one lead to the other, like navigating forests or something for no reason. I just say, why? So irritating. And a chef can't be fat because you just say you have to be a fit chef. It's like, watch a khane se later to fatty hoega. What can you be? Any job that you go in as a fat person, and then from there you decide what kind of a fat person. You can be the funny fat person who laughs at themselves. You can be the person
to justify yourself.
Yeah, you can be the person who's a बॉलीवुड मूवीज में वो फैट बेस्ट फ्रेंड होता है ना जो जिसने एक्सेप्ट कर लिया होता है कि मेरे को तो खाना खाना अच्छा लगता है और सब बोलते हैं कि ये तो अपनी लाइफ एकदम सही जीता है इससे कोई फर्क लाइक ही डजंट केयर अबाउट बीइंग हॉट तो यू कैन बी दैट पर्सन यू कैन ईदर बी ओ नो आई एम कॉन्स्टेंटली डाइटिंग लाइक यू जस्ट every time you talk to someone you slip in the fact that you're dieting and you care about your fatness you haven't forgotten how you look You because other people are comfortable, right? If you don't remove that discomfort that they have about your fatness, you will not move on to what you want to talk about. So you need to get the fatness thing and you have to make them comfortable. I'm okay with being fat. I'm okay with fat jokes. I'm okay with...
Or I'm just so funny that you can forget my fatness with just the fabulousness of my personality that will help you deal with my fatness. Yeah.
And can we talk about diets? Like just fucking the joke that diets are. Why are they not illegal? Every diet in the world, every fucking diet in the world, be it keto, keto, be it the intermittent fasting, be it the 7 p.m. se pehle wali fasting, be it the no rice eating, no dairy, but sab kuch chhod diya. So all of them say that if you change your food consumption drastically, something's gonna happen to your body. It could be that you lose weight. The moment you start living, which is eating what you want, your body will react like it's supposed to react. And then you're like, oh, you know, I had too many weddings. That's why I couldn't follow my diet. And I have to go back on my diet. And it's so disgusting. Like these organizations that sell protein powders and shit, and they tell you that just don't eat anything that's... What are you? Gray substance? You're drinking a gray substance out of glass. And there are consequences like people are fainting, people are not getting what their body demands. And I'm not even talking about disabled people. I'm just talking about like people who some, and everybody has some disability, right? But I'm talking about like just people who generally have a good health record in that sense. So they're fainting, they're like, but see, you know how many pounds I dropped. No, I'm not anti-fat. I'm just worried about how I look. It's a personal thing.
So
you're telling me that you don't want to look like me. You're telling me that this is fat and I am fat, but you don't want to look like this. How am I supposed to say that it's a isolated personal opinion? You don't want to look like most people. You don't even want to look like you last year. So how is this a personal opinion?
This whole paradox of like an Indian baby when it's born should be X amount of kilos and should be healthy, quote unquote, the word healthy. And then suddenly at some age, and there's some magical number, at which age you have to stop, fatness stops being cute and fatness just becomes evil. And then the aesthetics of sort of health change completely. I really feel ki, matlab, in this conversation, I'll sit and know all the right things to say. I'll still step out and poke Manoj's belly to sort of indicate that, look, your fat is still not gone. Right? Like that part of my hatred of fat, and then the very next moment I will walk to my mirror and think, ki, are yaar, last year tu ye wali dress mein meri boob pe ऐसा बंच अप नहीं होता था. अब सोचना पड़ेगा लाइक आई नीड टू रियली गेट ऑन इट. लाइक आई हैव रियली सो आफ्टर नोइंग एवरीथिंग ऑल्सो दैट हेट्रेड इज सो डीप सीटेड. इट इज सो मतलब वन ऑफ माई फेवरेट थिंग्स टू से इज दैट इट फेल्ट लिबरेटिंग फॉर मी टू मूव टू साइजेस अप इन माई वॉर्डरोब एट सम पॉइंट अ कपल ऑफ ईयर्स अगो to just admit that there is some weight I have put on and now I am another size. Utna admit karne mein 5 saal lag gaye and tab tak tight kapde pehnti rahi, tight and uncomfortable. But once I got to that size, there was this, like every day there is a reminder in my system ki ye kiya. Like I know it every day. It's not like it's, I haven't liberated myself from the thought that I am 2 sizes up. I'm just more comfortable. Quote-unquote comfortable in my clothing, but it doesn't mean I'm comfortable in my thoughts. And it's, I every day I feel like a fraud because I'm just like that. I know this anti-fatness is so deep-seated in me that I just don't know how to operate outside of it, right? I'm still looking for ways to validate my weight gain in spaces where I fully know I'm not fat. I fully know I have thin privilege all the time. There was a time when I was, I'm obviously part of a larger family. Cousin of mine had over her 10th standard or something like that, put on a lot of weight, become fat. And then there was this whole narrative that had started. And second cousin living in another state, this had become a topic of daily dinner table conversation ki ab what do we collectively do about this travesty that has come upon this family, right? Deep-seated.
Just like everyday behavior of looking in the mirror, passing a car. It's like fixing your hair when you pass like a car mirror, and also just like quickly gazing that, okay, is my jeans in a way that it makes me look less thin than I'm supposed to?
Exactly, I was going to say that only. When Aru was talking about wardrobe, I was like, I don't think I've ever realized this just before this moment, that this idea of good clothing is always around the fact that what makes you look thinner. Like you wear this, what hides your body fat is good clothing.
You know, these shows that makeover shows jo hote hain wo jate hain, they're like unka style kitna ganda hai, and I'm like ye to mera style hai, mujhe theek hi lag rahi hai ye, matlab I don't know what's wrong with her, but okay, I guess let's see what's the makeover. And the styling tips are always bigger front area, you should wear fit and flare, accentuate your legs and hide your tummy. How can I hide it? It can't be hidden. I'm, you know, you should wear tapered jeans so your legs, you shouldn't wear oversized clothes. You have a good show, you're doing stuff.
Queer
Eye. Like, yeah, Queer Eye is amazing. Like, I was just watching it. But just stop telling people that don't think you have to wear oversized clothing just because you're fat. You can wear fitted clothing in the wrong sense. Because he's telling them that if you wear the right fitting clothing, you will look thin, and I will show you how. It's also that I'll have a piece of clothing that I would have worn when I could wear large. And I would have worn it, and I would have posted a photo, and it was like, oh, amazing. Oh, what, amazing. This is great. Then I try it, and it's not fitting. So I try it in an XL size, and it's not fitting. So I realize, oh, I'm double XL. Now, 5 years ago, I would have been like, one-man depression. Because, like, breakdown of all sorts, just not wearing anything. But right now, I'm like, but clothes, a piece of fabric should fit me. I shouldn't be trying to force it on myself like a glove. Like, this cloth should fit me. This is not like I'm trying to go under a tunnel and I have to get myself out and I just have to breathe. This touches my body. It comes over me.
Clothes are meant to serve me.
Yeah, like, I don't go out under it. And if designers, like designers, my designer can design, and I'm talking about fucking H&M. If H&M, Forever, Zara, yisab, jo, Sarojini also, if they can't make sizes that, and like good clothing, fashionable clothing, comfortable clothing, whatever the standard is to like, from extra small to large, if you can't make that clothing in bigger sizes, then you don't have talent. You really don't. expand it. There are different bodies. And why don't you just look at it like that? If you care about fashion, you care about fabric, you care about fitting, I'm here, give it to me. I'll give you the money. Just give it to me. But no. You know how when you go to these websites, you go to these clothing websites, there'll be shopping, yeah, and then there'll be another section, plus size. You go to plus size, it's blue t-shirt, black dress, red crop top, bra. And like you there were 10 pages on the normal page. Like I went from a bralette to a tank top to a crop top to a dress to a, I don't even know, there's like so many cuts and beads. And you go to the plus size section because you feel like, oh, this might be good because this can make me feel comfortable. Then I can easily look for sizes. I don't have to like look for clothes and go to the last size and see achha XL hai, double XL hai. And then you go plus size and it will start with double XL, which is like this. This, how is this like fat? There are so many people. I can wear clothing because it's available in double XL. But wo double XL 3XL ke baad khatam ho jayega, to uske baad to you just stop wearing clothes. But it's just literally 5 monochrome colors. So why would a fat person be interested in fashion? It's a topic of anxiety. It's something that makes me feel like, and also fat people will always find it difficult to experiment with any kind of fashion. There are so many people. So, like how I chopped my hair. So, when I chopped my hair, the attention came to my body. The attention came to my face. The attention came to my double chin. I was like, oh my God, this is so good. My hair is so good. It's not warm, there's no tension. And this is when I hadn't seen anyone. Like, I hadn't even, like, I was getting some vibes from the person cutting my hair that this is a wrong decision, because he's told me already that, you know, you should hide your chin and all that. So I was like, okay, no, you just cut. And I'm like, okay, I feel good. This is a new thing I'm doing. Maybe this is a coping mechanism. Maybe whatever. Like, people cut their hair all the time in different ways when they're thin. Yeah. And I go and I can like look on people's faces, and it ranges. If there's a woke person, the expression will tell you what they're thinking, and they'll say you look good. And then if you go to your parents, they'll be like, you have gained so much weight. I'm like, no, I'm talking about my hair. This is a new thing about me. And then they're like, okay, so let's grow it out now. So I didn't get the memo. I didn't get the memo of like, when should I color my hair? When should I wear sleeveless tops? When should I not wear sleeveless tops? And it's also very weird because you keep learning new things that are wrong about being fat. You know that, okay, these are these things, but then someone else is like more learned. Because when I was younger, I used to think that my stretch marks are really cool. Because before someone could get to me, I had read or heard somewhere that stretch marks look like, you know, texture or like a animal print or anything. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. So before someone else could get to me, I got the right thing. But then some relative or someone was like, oh my God, your skin is just completely gone. It has so many stretch marks. So I was like, huh? I thought this was the good, like, what are you talking about? These are good. Don't you know? And then I realize there's a cream also that comes for stretch marks. Pregnant women get it and so do fat women, because fat women constantly are asked, are you pregnant? Even though you very well know this person's not pregnant, just tell them they're fat. Stop asking people if they're pregnant or not. It's like, oh, lag to rahe ho. To lag to nahi hai. Like, I know I'm not pregnant. Irrespective of what you say, it doesn't matter. और सारा वेट शेड ऑफ करना पड़ता है यार. यू हैव टू शेड ऑफ प्रेगनेंसी वेट, यू हैव टू शेड ऑफ डिप्रेशन वेट, यू हैव टू शेड ऑफ पोस्ट सर्जरी लाइक दैट सेव्ड योर लाइफ वेट, यू हैव टू शेड
वेट.
हाँ, पोस्ट बोर्ड. ओह माय गॉड, पोस्ट बोर्ड वेट, पोस्ट वेकेशन वेट, पोस्ट वेकेशन वेट. Just shed weight. Just keep like, just take like a fucking rubber and just keep shedding all the time. And you know, it becomes more and more gross, because dekho how we talk about bodies first and then fat bodies, fat thighs. Fat thighs are at least they seem like the grossest symbol of human frame while sitting to other people. You sit in shorts, you're fat, your thighs go like a balloon, and you look down and you know that like people are like, oh, fat thighs. You arms, you स्लीवलेस टॉप पहनने में मेरे को 23 साल लग गए. और एक स्लीवलेस टॉप खरीदा था कि ये पहनेंगे, कभी नहीं पहना. द वन टाइम लाइक इट वॉज ऑलरेडी लाइक वेयर टॉप सी मिरर. नो नो नो, आई डोंट हैव द कॉन्फिडेंस भी नहीं, एनर्जी टू डिस्प्ले कॉन्फिडेंस राइट ना. जस्ट वेयर लाइक वॉट एवर. And just like, look at yourself, black is supposed to make you feel thin, did you know? And white.
Yeah. And straight lines.
And straight, oh my god, yeah, that.
Straight lines?
Horizontal lines aapko broad karegi aur straight lines.
Horizontal lines. Maine life mein kabhi horizontal lines kharidna chhod diya tha after a while.
Haan, see, same.
Ek jan ne bol diya. कि हॉरिजॉन्टल लाइन से तो तुम फैट दिखते हो. एंड आई वाज लाइक, अरे हॉरिजॉन्टल लाइन की चीजें कैसे बनाते हैं लोग.
एंड आई हैव स्टॉप टेलिंग पीपल, सो इफ आई एम डूइंग योगा और डांसिंग, बिकॉज आई लव दैट एंड इट रियली डज थिंग्स टू माय ब्रेन दैट आई लाइक. आई हैव स्टॉप टेलिंग पीपल दैट बिकॉज देन दे लाइक वी बिलीव यू. आई एम जस्ट लाइक, क्या इतना क्या हो गया. आई एम जस्ट गोइंग डांसिंग, आई डांस इन पार्टीज, आई डांस एवरीवेयर, आई डू योगा. इज लाइक, नो, वेरी गुड, यू आर ट्राइंग, यू नो, लाइक आई डोंट वांट टू बी थिन, आई वांट टू बी फैट, आई वांट टू बी फैटर, बट आई वांट टू डू योगा. इज लाइक, हाँ वो तो ठीक है, बट लाइक यू विल बिकम थिन, इज गुड, जस्ट कंटिन्यू इट. हाँ, जस्ट कंटिन्यू इट. अ थिन पर्सन टेल समवन देयर इज डायबिटीज, दे विल लाइक, तुम्हें कैसे. इज लाइक, डायबिटीज जैसे होता है वैसे है, बट तुम तो ऐसे दिखते हो, हमें पता है. And then some thin people will be like, हाँ देखो मैं इतना पतला तभी भी मेरे साथ डायबिटीज हो गया. Like, oh no, you got the thin privilege, but you just missed by one diabetes.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And everything is your fault. This is a stupid anecdote, but like I was. माड़िया में मैं थी ना, तो वहाँ पे कई बार ऐसे आई स्टार्ट गेटिंग वेट व्हेन आई वाज देयर. एंड उन्होंने मुझे ऐसे बोलना शुरू कर दिया कि बहुत मोटी हो रही, बहुत मोटी हो, बहुत मोटी हो. एंड देन वन डे आई सैट ऑन अ स्कूटी एंड स्कूटी का टायर पंचर हो गया. सो देयर वाज दिस होल थिंग लिटरली फॉर अनदर लाइक होल वीक देयर वाज अ होल थिंग कि शी सैट ऑन द स्कूटी और स्कूटी का टायर पंचर हो गया. एंड नाउ आई एम थिंकिंग अबाउट इट लाइक कि कुर्सी टूट जाए तुम्हारी गलती है. लाइक द कॉन्वर्सेशन विल नेवर बी लाइक कुर्सी ठीक से नहीं बनी थी. नहीं,
कितनी बकवास थी, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ फकिंग कुर्सी.
द चेयर कैन बी मेड फॉर डिफरेंट ह्यूमन बॉडीज. नहीं, वो क्या होता, तुम बैठे और चेयर टूट गई. तुमने तुम्हारी गलती.
तुम अपने चेयर ऐसे क्यों रखी है तुमने जो टूट रही है. मतलब
school playgrounds were the worst places to be for anybody that was fat. I know, because like you wouldn't get picked in for any game. People would be like, yaar, are yaar, ye khelne wala hai, isko yahan khada kar do. You know, hum log society mein badminton khelte the, doubles khel rahe the, and that there was this fat kid and he didn't have a like that other kid who was partnering him didn't get any other partner, so he had to partner up with him kyunki sabko har event mein enter karna tha, so he got saddled with the fat kid, right? So he was like, I am such a good player. He drew a circle in the back of the court for this kid, and he's like, tum idhar khade raho and I will play for the two of us, because you taking up space on this court also is getting in my way. And
well, that is stupid.
Yeah, and
yeah, that's just bad, you know, strategy for a game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he lost by a thumping margin. Yeah, thank yeah. I'd rather be with nobody than be with you. That is what it says.
Oh, so now he's a fuck boy and he and very good, very respected person in the community.
I mean, what plays back in my mind all the time is just how many cases of this used to happen all the time around me and how completely normal this was. The fat kid's parents also didn't say anything. The other kid's parents also didn't say anything. This was happening, playing out in front of an entire society. Nothing happened. Teachers wouldn't say anything in school when somebody was just being told, you know, hey, mote, mote, mote. Nothing, nothing. That is absolutely fine. There's this strange, what you're saying, Ishra. On one hand, there is this, the worst thing I could be called is fat. But the time when I see myself the most is when I'm hating my fatness. And at the same time, the ways in which it is easiest for me to invisibilize somebody is when they're fat. And it's such a weird paradox of like how easily somebody just gets overlooked, how easily somebody, and I have done it in my life, in the sense that I have not seen fat people as much as I've seen maybe normal quote-unquote people.
Yeah, and I haven't seen fatter people ever. Fatness is always in comparison to the fattest person in the group, and if by chance you're the fattest person in the group, then you have that spot and you're going to take that spot for the rest of that group's life. And everybody else can, I mean, the people who are thin will always be happy and fine, but the people who know that they are fat and they are also like told everything, they'll be like, chalo, ठीक है, कोई फैटनेस के बारे में बात नहीं करेगा, क्योंकि ये जो है, जो बहुत फैट है, जो एकदम मशीनरी जिसको हम डीह्यूमनाइज कर सकते हैं, अगर वो है तो आई विल बी एबल टू सर्वाइव. फैटनेस इज ऑलवेज इन कंपैरिजन. तो तभी तो लोग लेबल्स लेबल से इतना डरते हैं, क्योंकि मैं भी तो फैट बुला दी, तुम्हें क्यों नहीं बुला सकती, क्योंकि तुम फैट नहीं हो और मैं फैट हूँ, तो तुम्हारा लिविंग एक्सपीरियंस और मेरा लिविंग एक्सपीरियंस एकदम अलग है. बट आई वॉज थिंकिंग कि मैंने क्या करना शुरू किया जस्ट टू बी लाइक दिस कांट बी लाइक अ थिंग दैट कम्स विद मी बिकॉज दिस इज एक्सट्रीमली लाइक आई हैव अ लॉट ऑफ अदर थिंग्स दैट आर गोना कम विद मी एज आई ग्रो अप बट दिस फैटनेस थिंग एंड दिस क्लोथ्स थिंग एंड जस्ट नॉट फीलिंग गुड इन माई ओन बॉडी हैज टू गो अवे बिफोर एनीथिंग एल्स. तो yeah, it like I just got irritated. It was like a hatao yaar aisa ki this is unnecessary. This is, and relatives, I don't know why relatives talk like this, but relatives will never say you're fat. They'll be like, oh my god, you have turned into, like, just get to the point. I have gained weight, yeah. And then like, oh, and or they'll say, you look very fat in this outfit. So I just started saying, like, you're 90 years old or whatever years old, I just started telling people, you will not comment on my body, good or bad. So at least I don't have to like get triggered by some random uncle who has no ethics or whatever, triggering me for my body. So that doesn't happen. Then just telling your friends. So if you know, so there was this example when I think we were on like, koi to fort boat dekhne ja rahe the, and of course I lost my breath because everybody was losing their breath. And because I am also fat, so I take more time to get up the stairs. So after, like, I was, pehle to ek to fat log na dikhana nahi chahte aur logon ko ki wo bhi thak jate hain. हमारे नज़र में हमको एकदम वी हैव टू बी सम पीटी उषा लेवल ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ. हम वो बन जाएंगे पर हम ये नहीं दिखाएंगे कि हम थक गए हैं, बिकॉज देन यू विल बी लाइक, बस हमने तो कहा था तुम ही करते रहते हो ये एंटी फैटनेस. सो यू हैव टू बी टायर्ड इन अ वेरी सटल, यू हैव टू बी लाइक takes breath. No, I'm good. I don't need water. So all of this was happening. So my friend was like, you know, you should really start going to the gym. So I said, no, that was very insensitive. You shouldn't talk to me about that. And I don't want to listen to an explanation of why you said it, but I don't want to like take advice about my body. And things like gym are maybe very different for you, but gyms are not safe spaces for fat people. So that your thin friends will understand what you're going through, but they will never stand up for you when a fat phobic conversation is happening, and not directed towards me. But if someone is just generally like, how people say that ye shed karna hai, wo shed karna hai, is that pe jana hai, us that pe jana hai, maine cult fit join kar liya hai, maine ye kar liya hai, jo I am gym bro. You know, it's just really nice, and you feel supported when your friends, you're not the person who has to constantly think ki abhi party chal rahi hai, sab khush hai, main ye bolungi to fir sab ajeeb ho jayenge, aur fir it will also be another focus on my fatness, right? Because some people already know I'm fat, but if I say this, then I'll become the fat person. Fat person saying fat person things. So if a friend jumps in and says that it's triggering, and it's like talking about your like not wanting to look like a certain person and not wanting to look like this person when there are people of different bodies in one room is not good. That's very supportive. But I haven't had that. Because there's a reason why we don't speak out in front of groups, even though we understand things in theory and we read things in theory. But I think for fatness, it's really important because some things, when they come from thin people, they make more sense to other people, they have more validity, they are trusted more, they are respected more. And if I say it, to just be like, bas apna ek aur bahana fat banne ka. But like, I've seen fat people who are extremely well grown, that like from their nails to the bindi to the hair to the shoes to the tying of the sari will be so perfect that any attention from the actual fatness will, I mean, you can't do that completely, but you can do it at least for those 2 hours that you're in the party. And you see those people and you're like, maybe this is the way to go, maybe this is the way I need to dress, because this person comes across as a whole person with opinions and personalities and ability to make mistakes and not just a fat person. And then you try those clothes and you're like, mujhe bilkul achha nahi lag raha hai. I am not this person, but you're a fat person. So,
It's like Ashley Graham, right? Ashley Graham's become like the like the fat person's celebrity, right? Like the fat celebrity of all time. I mean, Ashley Graham has every makeup artist and stylist and designer and all of the Photoshop skills of all
she's
of Hollywood.
She's not even that fat. She's literally not that. Like she's
no, but she's definitely fat. She's the face of like inclusion.
She's definitely fat. But you look at her and I'm like, oh, angel behavior. This is some top level angel behavior. Also when Adele, when Adele was fat and she was singing Rolling in the Deep at the top of her voice and people were like, oh my God. And then they saw her and they were like, oh, so she's an artist. She's not like Taylor Swift or anybody else. She's a serious artist. And usko nahi banna serious artist.
Pop star.
Her stage performance means nothing. You wear a black dress, just sing, people will close their eyes and listen to you. Then she lost weight and then suddenly people were like, oh my God, I want to do what Adele did because now she has... And then people were like, gaana wana gaate rehna, lekin ab tumhara pura personality yehi hai ki tum jo tumne shuru idhar se kiya tha aur ab tum yahan aa gaye. She hasn't talked about weight loss. She doesn't care, I mean, she cares about her body, but like that doesn't concern me or anybody else. She still is singing. Why are people romanticizing someone for losing weight when her whole thing is that she sings well? Wo kabhi performer bani nahi payegi. Wo kab ya to wo moti hoke patli performer ban payegi ya fir moti performer ban payegi. So you can only listen to Adele on headphones. You can never watch a YouTube video. It's crazy. One Bollywood anecdote we must add. Not even Bollywood, but like cringe reality. those ones. I'll just say like one word and you'll understand. Okay, Dolly Bindra. Fat women shouting, abusing, just going hysterical, like looking like someone who's lost their mind, looking like someone who's cheap, everything.
It's a whole genre of comedy in itself.
Yeah,
it's a whole genre of entertainment.
Exactly. I am glad that she's banking on the character that everybody has given her, but that's what it is. Fatness is also associated with masculinity, right? So, first of all, queer people in fatness, no. Because then queer people ko achcha lagna hoga aur achcha lagne ke liye aap fat nahi ho sakte. So, if you're a queer fat person, then you black t-shirt jeans pehen ke aap paa gaye ho, aap, like, do you even know what it means to dress like a queer person? So it automatically means that you have to be masculine. So fat women want to be feminine, can't be, because taking more space, already masculine, has more power, already masculine, has like chubby hands. Also there's another thing that my body is fat, but my hands are small. And people are so glad. They're like, this is a compliment. This is the compliment of the highest order. That my hands are small. Okay, now your nails are also small. Very good. That's great. And it's just anything but fat. It's just sad. But just for an upper, I think I'm like over it. And everybody should just be fucking over it because we're going to be fat for the foreseeable future.
This thing about aesthetic fatness, no? I find Instagram to be a very interesting... I mean, social media playing a very interesting role in all of that. And I think, you know, on some level, there is this Yas Queen-ification of any fat body on Instagram, but when it goes IRL, there is the fat phobia completely stays exactly the same. It feels so hypocritical as a person who engages in that. And it must feel so dissonant for others that sort of sit in that process.
When you asked me in the beginning why I want to talk about it, like, I wanted to sum it up and say that because nobody is, and it seems like it's just going on, and people are saying body positivity, which is, I don't even know what that means. Like, okay, body positivity, but I'm fat. So is there still body positivity? It's not one of the isms. It's not even in the cancel culture domain. It's not uncool to talk about diets and gains and drinking protein shake and going for a run. It's glamorized. It's so glamorized, and it's glamorized in the mental health space also. It's glamorized in the queer space also. It cuts, like you said, it cuts across things, but other things feel so much more important sometimes that, you know, fatness is not an imaginary thing. Our lives are centered around it. So yeah, it just passes off very nicely. And how you were saying about the Yas Queen perspective of fat people on Instagram, it'll always be Yas Queen to the fat person who's wearing three different eyeshadows, fake eyebrows. The outfit is like some like Urfi Javed level like creativity, like amazing, and it has like, it'll be like a whole thing. It won't be the person, it'll be a thing. If a normal very fat person, jaise do thin log apne dost ke sath aise photo arm in arm, you click a photo and you put it. If a fat person just does it, then it's like, oh, there are double chin bhi dikh raha, pet bhi dikh raha, thighs bhi dikh raha, ye bhi dikh raha. You have to first like clean up everything, put on stuff. The fatness can't be, otherwise you will not be asking. I'm wondering, how are you guys having these conversations and not like just dying, if this is your fifth conversation? Because I feel like, because I'm right now, I'm like, I want to shoot people in the eye because nobody understands anything, and why can't you be more respectful and sensitive to people, and this is basic. But if this is your fifth conversation and you're hearing people talk about stuff, how's it going?
Like, it's sometimes very reflective. Like, a lot of things that you said, mm-hmm. I realized that, like, one of the conversations, like, don't happen, as you said. They just don't happen. Nowhere they happen.
Yeah.
If they happen, they happen in form of an issue. Ki aaj hum is pe baat karte hain. So somehow, through the podcast, I feel like, even though we do decide on a theme, I don't know how, in some ways, we have been able to crack it. Like, and this is not just the two of us, I think. Everyone who comes on board also, to sort of take it down to a level where it stops feeling like something getting recorded and something going out for a purpose and all of that, and starts feeling, okay, this is a conversation that we have. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, a rant among friends.
My friends and my partner were asking if I was nervous. I was like, what? He's like, aren't you nervous? I was like, this, I don't have to like give a talk. I'm talking to Arundhati and Arundhati's friend, who I will befriend in the conversation. No, because I was thinking ki, this is a podcast that needs to be there, and there are so many podcasts that don't need to be there in my head. And then the line that came out was, it's so good that for every beer bicep, there's a fursat feminism. Because sala beer bicep to yaar.
What a line, Shreya. Mic drop. Khatam kar do
ab isko. If you want to make it your tagline, I will take payment in merch. That's fine. All right.